Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio this morning, we have Taylor Siambra, Seton Bryan, and Jeff Budd. They're here to tell us about the play Sitka, a transfer story that will be performed this weekend at the Nakahiti. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey. Thank you.
And for full disclosure, I am, in fact, in this play, so you all are very familiar faces. We've been seeing each other at rehearsals. So, Jeff, can you tell us about how this play started and how people can see it this weekend?
Sure. The idea came about 18 months ago when we began talking about this sesquicentennial and what different kinds of things we wanted to do, and the idea came up for a one act, and we approached Zach Desmond, who is a playwright, and he said, yes, I'd like to do it. And so you will see, if you come this Saturday the 14th at the Chicoquan Nakahiti Community House, there's a 5 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. There'll be tickets. There are tickets at Old Harbor Books, and there'll be tickets at the door, and it's $10. And it's probably appropriate for mature middle school kids and above.
Great. And Taylor, you used to live in Sitka, and you came back to direct this play. Can you tell us what this play is about?
Yes, I did live here, and I'm so happy to be back. Our play tells the story of Lady Jane Franklin. She is an English woman whose husband was an Arctic explorer, and he's gone missing. And she has come to Sitka to try to track him down and find out what's happened to him. And along the way, she runs into Russian traders, Tlingit grandmothers, and all sorts of amazing Sitka townspeople, and learns about what's going on here after the transfer.
And what year is it set?
It is 1870.
Okay, so just a couple years after the transfer. Mm-hmm. And you knew Zach Desmond when you were here. Both of you all were Braveheart volunteers. Did you sort of watch him go through this process of writing the play or hear about the play prior to becoming the director of it?
I did. Yeah, Zach and I are good friends because of Braveheart. And when he was writing it, we got to talking and I got really excited and was like, I should direct it. And we teamed up with Jeff, talked about it some more, and that's how we got here today.
Great. And Seton, you are in the play and you also grew up in Sitka. And I'm so curious what this process has been like for you. First of all, who are you in the play?
I play the role of Father Sokolov, who is a Orthodox priest. And it's been a pretty rewarding process. I'd say the rehearsal schedule has been really tight and we've all buckled down a lot to get everything in shape for the show, and it's been a lot of fun. I get to do an accent, which is something as a character actor that I love to do.
Can we have a sample of that accent, in fact?
Of course you can. it's just something off the top of my head. It's like, please do not raise your voice in this house. Something.
And when you were a high school student here, did you do a lot of theater?
Yeah, a lot of, like I said, character work. I got to develop a lot of different voices and accents. So voice acting, something I'm really passionate about and something I want to do a lot that I've been working on the side. But the Russian accent, something that I've like just had a lot of experience working with over time.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing to note is that Seton, you obviously have been acting for a long time because you are so good at the warm ups and the tongue twisters and the breathing exercises.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been rehearsing at the Pioneer Home, and Taylor and Seton, can you tell us about what rehearsals have been like, sort of what that arc has been from first reading the play, getting to know it? It's a complex play. What's the process been like to sort of understand what the play is about, what it really means, its significance, and then, you know, memorizing all those lines and getting to a point where we're going to perform it in a couple days?
Yeah. The reading, the audition process was really lax and just one and done. And reading the sides, I didn't get a good sense of what the play was about. But the first table read we did, it was, wow, there's a lot to chew on here. There's a lot of history, and the story itself is a real fish out of water protagonist we learn about the history of this town with the protagonist.
because the protagonist at the beginning just sort of arrives to Sitka, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to do a lot of text analysis with the actors. So I would say our first two or three rehearsals were just sitting down, reading, talking, figuring out who's who and what's what. Seton's right. It's a hard play to just take parts from. When you put it all together is when you really start to understand it, as Lady Jane also comes to understand. So after a lot of analysis, it's been just really fun to see the actors grow into that research and thought process that we've all had together, and see the characters just become very full and charismatic and entertaining and complicated.
Hmm. And who else other than, well, myself, Sarah, and Seton, who else is in the play?
Destiny Rosas and Lisa Brooks.
And those are folks who also were in Paris of the Pacific. They've just finished up the melodrama with you, right, Seton?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The melodrama is always a ton of fun. And it's also, both of these plays have a lot of timing to do with the sesquicentennial.
Which we are celebrating right now. Right, in fact, it's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you're actually sort of in charge of that, right?
I was hired by the Sitka Historical Society, which is helping put this on, to do a variety of different things. So the one act, we've done a speaker series. We have some podcasts. We did a kickoff week way back in March of this year, and are going towards Alaska Day, which will be the 18th, and then things will slow down.
Yeah.
It's going to be the 150th is a big year, and so we're excited about doing it. And there'll be all kinds of different stuff going on.
Yeah, and I'm curious from the two of you who have lived here the longest, Jeff and Seton. So this is, you know, this is really a historical fiction kind of play. It's based on Zach's research of Lady Jane Franklin. But what are some of the things that that are new to you, information about Sitka or the transfer that you've sort of discovered in the process of this historical fiction play? Or did you know everything before you started this play?
Actually, I used to work in a museum, so knowing everything was part of my job. But it's always fun. It's always fun to like reintroduce yourself to everything, and just to be aware of it, because it permeates a lot of what we do today here in town.
Yeah, and I think that Zach did a lot of research. He talked with several people in the Native community to make sure it was right. And then since I've had the opportunity to listen to all these different speakers in the speaker series, I've got a whole bunch of more knowledge. Plus, we did two table reads of this play, so I've got to hear it before. And just there's humor in it. There's pathos. There's emotion. It's a good story.
All right. And that will be this Saturday, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Nakahiti. The tickets are $10 at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Thank you all so much for coming and joining me today in the studio.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
That was Taylor Ciambra, Seton Bryan, and Jeff Budd. And as usual, we'll have our morning interview posted this afternoon by noon. And you can find it online at kcaw.org. Thanks, everyone.